Hi, this is Spencer Keeble. I'm a student at UAlbany with the School of Public Health. Today I'm joined by Samuel Caldwell, who is the Interim Chief Diversity Officer and Assistant Vice President of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion at the University at Albany. Sam, I wanted to talk to you, ask you about Black History Month at the University at Albany. What kind of events are going on? What's the atmosphere like?
I appreciate that, Spencer, and I thank you for the opportunity to join you today. I'll open by offering that with the university still not necessarily being back to full capacity, at least in terms of the population of students and the residence halls and the like, that we are still very focused on providing programming around Black History Month that allows for the students that are here, faculty and staff as well, and other members of the immediate campus community to be able to have some sense of perspective around the contributions of African Americans and those who are friends and allies, advocates of the Black community, as it were, to be able to enjoy programming that's specific to, in many ways, the Black experience in America. And I'll speak to two, if I could. The first is an exhibit that is in the Campus Center West, Great Hall. So anyone who hasn't had an opportunity to take advantage of a trip to Campus Center West, perhaps it's something that you can take in, even as you're enjoying your Starbucks order or any of the other food or beverage items at the Campus Center. It includes a couple of components. There are panels that are on loan from the New York State Museum that offer different perspectives and renderings of a draft of Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation. It's a facsimile of one of those drafts. It also includes some commentary and photos from Martin Luther King Jr.'s visit to New York City in 1962 on the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. So it's a very well done exhibit. It translates very nicely to the space, and it also includes the ability to download through a very quick QR scan code the speech itself that was offered by Martin Luther King Jr., which is also running on a loop in a video that is adjacent to the Campus Center West Great Hall. So I'd ask anyone who hasn't had an opportunity to take advantage of that to please do so. And we also have a virtual program this upcoming. That is on Monday, the 22nd of February. It is our annual Martin Luther King celebration event. It's going to be staged, as I mentioned, virtually. Our speaker this year will be Latasha Brown. She is a co-founder of Black Voters Matter. It's going to be a great event. Latasha Brown brings a pretty interesting and unique perspective, as her organization did quite a bit of work around voter education, voter mobilization, and doing the work to increase the voter rolls and to counter some of the impacts of those who perhaps feel marginalized relative to the political process in general and to the voting experience specifically. So that event is at 7 p.m. on Monday. There are e-flyers that have been circulated. I'll be sure, Spencer, to share one of those with you so that if any of your listeners perhaps wish to receive that, they can reach out to you or they can reach out to the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, either on our website or by email at odi@albany.edu. Again, that's odi@albany.edu.
That's great. Thank you for sharing the information on those two events. Is the exhibit open to the public, and how would somebody from the public get to Campus Center West?
So the event, the physical display, because it's on loan from the New York State Museum for a limited time, is not open to the public. We have that exhibit on loan for the enjoyment of the University at Albany community, students, faculty, and staff. And it will be returned to the State Museum. We plan to return that in March, unless we receive an extension of the loan of those materials. So anyone and the general public would be able to take advantage of that at the New York State Museum at that time. And the event that's virtual is open to the greater community. So they can certainly feel free to log on to a computer or a smart device of their convenience and enjoy what is primed to be a great event, which again is at 7 p.m. on Monday the 22nd.
Great. Thanks again.
You're more than welcome.
And so, Sam, as the interim chief diversity officer, what are you pushing for at UAlbany in terms of Black history education and what's already being done to educate students on Black history?
Yep, I appreciate the question. There are multiple activities that are actually being undertaken by the Student Association as well around Black identity. And I am happy to follow up with you, Spencer, to ensure that your audience has a sense of what those events are. One thing that I think is pretty interesting is that we're looking to engage students who have some sense of connectedness to the Black community by ensuring that they understand the diversity of the community. So you have students who identify as African American. You have students who may identify as Caribbean American. We have students from multiple racial influences, including being African heritage students. So I think really just outlining for the campus in general that virtually any community, the Black community, to use a term, certainly is not a monolith. There is a tremendous amount of diversity within the community and intersectionality within the community that I think this month provides a pretty good opportunity to perhaps slow the dialogue down a little bit so that people might be able to learn a bit more about what that looks like.
And is there anything else you wanted to share about diversity at the school or just Black History Month?
Sure. What I'd like to share is that there are no shortage of acknowledgments relative to different communities. So what I'd ask, particularly for students, is to take advantage of the resources that are offered by the Intercultural Student Engagement Team that would allow for students to really just kind of find their space without regard to how they identify. And that could be along racial lines, ethnic lines, gender expression, sexual orientation. There are so many communities within the larger UAlbany community that we want to ensure that anyone is able to just find a space that they're comfortable in. And because we have the pretty unique and interesting perspective of being a very diverse university in the Northeastern United States, I would not want anyone to take for granted that other institutions offer the level of diversity that the University at Albany does. So I appreciate, again, the opportunity to share, Spencer. We're focused here in this office on doing a couple of things. We want to foster a campus climate that's more inclusive. We want to cultivate a learning environment that's inclusive. And we're focused on recruitment and retention of faculty, staff, administrators, and graduate students who better reflect the multidimensional diversity of not only our undergraduate student population, but the community at large. So it's been great just to have an opportunity to share with you. And I look forward to having an opportunity to perhaps do so again in the future.
That's great, Sam. Thanks so much. And as a student at UAlbany, I just would also like to mention that I've been to two other local private universities and schools, and UAlbany definitely has the most coverage of Black History Month, and you mentioned diversity, definitely the most diverse and inclusive student body, and I think those are two things that are really valuable and have made me feel really comfortable at the University at Albany. So you can tell that your office's work has been working in the past decades and continues to do more. So I want to thank you, Sam, for your time, and hope to hear from you again soon.
That sounds real good, Spencer. Thanks again. Have a great weekend, and enjoy the balance of Black History Month. Take good care.
Take care.